5. Surface destruction and government cover-up. Chemical and biological warfare. I bring you news of the ascension as it rolls across the surface. We are all united as one. Our consciousness is united on the inner planes. All beings on, and in, the earth have agreed to unify and bring the light in. We send forth our love to you through the earth's crevices, where it reaches you instantaneously as you go about your business on the surface. We know about the surface conditions, and the biological germ agents that are being spread across the surface. We are aware of all that happens, and we look around dismayed at the horrific magnitude of chemical and biological warfare that is taking place without the inhabitants' conscious knowledge. We pray for light to cover the planet and blanket it in peace and well-being. We pray for our emergence into the photon belt where only those souls who are of the light will tread. Our hearts are heavy with grief to see biological germ warfare spreading across the planet. We are horrified to see the same things taking place that took place when we once were living on the surface with the Atlantean civilization. We are horrified at the prospect of humans repeating this tragedy of desecrating the Earth and destroying its civilizations again. We are doing all we can to avert this. We pray continually to God for ways to come forth and rectify these conditions. Don't fear. Just tune into the higher energies and move your vibration up the scale, and you will be unharmed. For once you've reached a certain vibratory frequency, your body will not be affected by third-dimensional, dense plagues and diseases. You will be beyond their reach. It's the only way out. Mines planted on the surface. We will talk about the mines that are strewn all over the surface of the planet, planted by warring nations in their total disregard for humanity. Humanity has fallen asleep, and in their sleep, they have let despots rule and coerce them into a life of terror and poverty. We, in the subterranean cities, are aware of the location of these mines, and when we surface, one of the first things we will do will be to remove and dematerialize these weapons of destruction. We will be working in unison with the Cetaceans, who will also be guiding the Confederation in their search for buried mines in the oceans. So this will be a two-way plan of removal of all mines from Mother Earth's body. This can, and will, be quickly done so that we can get on with the photon belt preparation. You on the surface, and we beneath ground, work together in many ways. Although you're not consciously aware of it, you and we are working together at night on the inner planes, where all operations for entry into the photon belt are planned, prepared, and discussed. This way, when the time arrives, all will be in place, and you will intuitively know what to do and how to do it. All information will surface to your consciousness when the time comes for you to need it. We will greet you on the surface in a new time frame, for which all on Earth have been waiting eons and eons. This is the purpose of the Mayan calendar. It's to acquaint you with the new Mayan time frame that will make your entry into the photon belt harmonious and smooth. So, start today to adopt this new calendar and new way of looking at your days and your time, for your synchronicity with the galactic core will be necessary for the photon belt passage through the stars. Question: when can we come to Telos? We are stationed here beneath your Earth in full deployment for the time when we can safely surface. We wait underground as you wait above ground, for the energies to rise, for people to be in a higher state of consciousness before we surface. These increased energies on the part of surface folk are our protection, for we are as vulnerable as you since we have the same third-dimensional body. When people evolve in consciousness to the state where they will accept us, we will surface. We await this time. You can help speed up this process by sending light to all humanity, and blanketing them daily with love. We in the underground are stepping up the energies we send to the surface to more rapidly bring about the time of our emergence. If surface folk were to come to Telos now, their beliefs would interface with ours, creating a distortion in our mass consciousness that we hold regarding immortality. That's why we must wait until your consciousness level is evolved enough to be in harmony with our beliefs of immortality. You on the surface are kept in the dark by your government about us in the underground. They indeed know of our existence. They know we are here and they work with the dark elements here. Yes, there are cities of darkness below the surface, too, just as there are cities of darkness above. So your government is aware of our existence, and they keep it top secret. We expect to see this change soon, as our light is growing stronger and stronger every day. Soon our existence will be known by all on the surface as the light spreads across the planet. I will always be here for you. We are one heart and one mind working for the one Creator. My love ever flows to you.